Time to check in with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo now, Craig Neiman, and update us on happenings in the Shire. Good morning to you, Craig.
Good morning, Robbo. And it is a cracker of a day. It's a magnificent morning so far, and warming up to high 20s, I think. So.
Yep. Should be lovely. Hey, if ever you decide to give up a job as CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, I can see a weather forecaster on the TV, mate.
Yeah. Don't mind looking at the weather, Robbo.
Yeah. Oh, are you one of those, are you? Yeah.
It interests me. If I hadn't got into local government, perhaps that's where I would have landed.
Really? See, I'm the opposite. I want to know, is it going to rain? How warm or cold will I need a coat? And as long as I got that, I'm happy.
Yeah, well, that's the basics.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big picture man, Craig. I don't want to get bogged down on detail. Hey, meet your local councillors. It's back.
Yeah, so obviously the new councillors have arrived and the return councillors are up and running again. So they're wanting to get out and have conversations with the community. So their ward tours are starting to happen, so their listening posts. So not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 12th of December, there'll be one in each of the three wards. Whipstick Ward on Saturday 12th. They're all from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And this one's the Whipstick one's out at Eagle Hawk at IGA, Super IGA.
Yep.
The Lockwood Ward one is Champion Super IGA in Kangaroo Flat. And the Epilock Ward councillors are heading to Woolworths in Kennington Village. So all of those are from 10 to 11:30. A great opportunity for the community to go and meet the new councillors and to talk to them about what's important to them in their community.
Mm-hmm.
And to say well done and happy return to the four councillors who were returned at the last election. They're getting up and about, Robbo. They've done a lot of induction and they're ready to get down to business. So looking forward to them coming back to us with what they're hearing out in the community as
well. No, good stuff, and well done to them again on the election and the year ahead. So, now, I guess in your job, sort of figuratively speaking, you're always looking out for red flags, but it's nice to get a green flag.
Well said.
Thank you. If I could have said figuratively. Anyway.
Green flag award for the third year in a row for Roslyn Park. So the Green Flag Award is it an international standard set for parks and open spaces. It's got a very stringent judging and performance criteria, independently assessed, and the Roslyn Park area has been judged for the third year in a row to be successful. This is high recognition, Robbo. We are the only one in Victoria, and I think one of four in regional Australia. And one of, I think it was about nine over all of Australia.
Wow.
So we are so fortunate to have such a great park in the centre of Bendigo. The people that designed Bendigo back in the day did a great job in setting that area aside. We should be very thankful that they did that. And our job today and in the future is to make sure we look after it and present it in such a great way. So great recognition for the staff and other people that get involved in supporting Roslyn Park. And it's there for people to use, and we want to make sure that our community and visitors to Bendigo get to experience what a great asset it is for our community.
Yeah, no, well, I've lived in a lot of places, mate. I've been a bit of a nomad over the years, and I can say that is, you know, as good as anywhere I've ever seen. It's a gorgeous park, and not just for a nice wander through hand in hand or whatever, but it's utilised so well for events and highlights the events and the town as well and the city.
Mm. Yeah, very, very fortunate. So it's great to have there and great to receive that recognition.
Yeah. And finally this morning, mate, we're already seeing now, obviously, a little fire here or there and fire danger period. It's time to make sure we get our act together.
Yeah, so the fire danger period for Greater Bendigo has started. So it started on Monday this week. That means that you can't start a fire in the open without a permit and you have to comply with certain requirements. So important that people understand that. Go on the CFA website, cfa.vic.gov.au. There's lots of information there about what you can and can't do at this time of year. We'll quickly cast our minds back to last summer. And
must
what we? Saw happening across, right across Victoria and up the east coast of Australia. So we want to make sure that our properties are prepared and cleaned up ready for summer. There is free green waste disposal at the landfills, so anyone that's cleaning up the yard, trimming a few trees back, etc., can take them to the Eagle Hawk or other landfills, transfer stations, and that's all free for the residents of Bendigo, our greater Bendigo community. So,
terrific.
Encourage people to clean up if they haven't done so already and prepare for summer.
Absolutely. All right, Craig, enjoy the day. Thanks very much. We'll chat again next week.
Good evening. Thank you, Robert.
Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, joining us on the Wake Up Call, Gold Central Victoria.